Buzzers, it is season 15, episode 2, and tonight we are talking all things contemporary, jazz, hip-hop, and West Coast swing. Do not go anywhere, this is going to be an amazing show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Live forever!
I love musical theater.
Yes.
So good. Oh, what would the world be without dance and music? I do not know.
Very boring.
Very boring. Hi, AfterBuzzers. We are so excited for you to all join us tonight for Season 15, Episode 2, AfterBuzz show of So You Think You Can Dance. And just before we get into it, I would love to introduce this lovely lady on my left here. We have Miss Jessica Williams. Jess, yes. Yay, it's your first night tonight.
It is.
So exciting to have you with us.
I'm excited to be here.
I think you
are. So You Think You Can Dance is by far the best dance show that's out there, Clearly. Season 15 is here.
It is. And Dol, can you tell us a little bit about your background in dance and why you're on the panel?
Yes, so I love dance. I've been dancing all of my life. I danced in high school, I danced in college, modern, contemporary, hip-hop, liturgical. Yes. So I enjoy watching it and just cheering on these dancers. You know, you've been watching it. I've been watching this show since season one. So this is like family.
Yeah.
For real.
Family.
So yeah, family.
Neat. Yay. Awesome. And everyone, my name is Kim Davey, and I'm originally from New Zealand. Have danced my entire life as well. Jazz, ballet, musical theater, tap a little bit, yes. And have my She Shines On Dance Tours company, bringing dancers from all over the world to LA, New York. So
love it.
Yay. And tonight we are missing Teague and Becky. They are both off doing amazing, fabulous things. They will be back next week. Fingers crossed. So it's the two of us tonight. So cool. Let's just get into it. But just overall, season 15, episode 2, we were still on the LA auditions, And man, LA can bring it. Honestly, we have such a plethora and incredible range of talent in the city, But let's be serious, the talent does come from all over the country that just ends up in LA, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone comes here to make it big. But just overall thoughts, Jess, on the episode from this night.
A lot of amazing talent, a lot of heartfelt stories. Mm-hmm. You know, those story segments can really pull your strings. And it's a little nerve-wracking because you are rooting for that person because of their story. And it's like, God, I hope you can dance. You know,
yes.
It's horrible to turn away someone that has such a story.
It is, but I'm so glad they don't let that, you know, pull them in that direction, because it wouldn't be fair on everybody else, because maybe others do have a story and they just haven't told them about it. So,
right.
I don't know. But yeah, tears. I always cry. I'm terrible. Like, mascara running. Have to go do my makeup
really?
Again. Yeah, absolutely. So overall from last night, I thought that I'm just really impressed, as the judges keep saying, about the caliber. And, you know, it is season 15. You kind of think that maybe after a while we'll run out of dancers.
Right. Yeah.
But no, let's face it. Every year dancers are getting older and they are able to have a brand new pool of dancers to choose from. And I'm excited for New York next week, but LA, it's bringing it.
I love how they're actually like taking it more seriously, the art of dance. Yeah. And that's what I love about this show, because it really did introduce so many genres that people didn't know about, mm-hmm. and the skill set that you have to have. So I love that dancers are saying, you know what, I'm going to break out of my original form of dance, and I'm going to learn these other things and kind of bring them together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that one, a few people this episode came back.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, we had a couple.
You know, and I'm like, wow. And they came back, like, doing even more amazing things. So that's always exciting. Mm-hmm.
And it's always commemorable for them when they are actually going away, working on it.
Yeah.
Especially on the disciplines that they did not do so well at, and just transforming and coming back and growing. So super exciting.
Yeah.
Yay. So also tonight you are going to be managing the live chat for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And we have a few people that is in our chat room. So guys, go ahead and give a shout out. Say where you're watching from, because we would love to engage with you.
We would. Yes. Please tell, exactly. Tell us where you're from. We'd also love to know what sort of styles of dance you do if you're a dancer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, or your opinions on the different contestants as well. So let us know. That'd be great. So let's get straight into it then, because I'm so excited for this first one in particular. So we had Tessa, I think you pronounce it Dulkey, contemporary from California. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing dancer. And my notes here were, when I was watching it, was just her control and her strength.
Yeah.
And a lot of dancers I find tend to, you know, when it's a move that you should be holding and elongating for a period of time, that's how it's supposed to be done, a lot rush through it so they don't have to show exactly their talent or their strength, or they can't hold it. But she was just magnificent the entire time. And then obviously the fact that she was talking about how she had to choose between academia and dance, well, it was her decision, and how often that is an issue that comes up in the arts, and how many people do end up choosing to go to university and get a real job, quote,
right,
instead of pursuing a career. And so I think it was just fantastic that she's still able to work both in, and she's, I mean, if she takes off on this, maybe she'll just continue with it. But what were your thoughts on the whole dynamic?
That is always hard, because you want to have a backup plan, and it's never, you know, promoted to do art because it's not promised. You can get injured. Because dance is, you know, a sport, just like athletes. And what I loved about her is the same, her strength. And really, her lines were just so refined. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. This one moment when she lifted her leg, like, right there. And it was just so straight. And I was like, wow, she has amazing control. And I also love her... it was very different. It wasn't what I was expecting. I'll say that. It wasn't what I was expecting. I love how she added moves that kind of made you cringe a little bit, especially that final back bend that she did, and how she lifted and then her feet went over and then she dropped down. I was like, oh, like I like to feel a little uncomfortable. And that she did. And in reference to her story, like, I love that she doesn't even know what she's going to school for.
She doesn't even know what she's learning.
Bio, psych, something. They're going to tell me one day. And it's like, well, that's true.
So funny. But that's what's so interesting, because it's so telling of many people who just go to university for the fact that they feel that that's what they should do.
Right.
Just take some course, some class. Half people drop out, don't even know what they're freaking studying. Like, honestly, it's crazy. So in my eyes, I always say to young dancers who are considering a career in dance, you know, go for it when you're young and absolutely just fully put everything into it, because you're never too old to go to university.
Right.
Your or college, as you guys call it. And you're more likely to do well in your dance when you're younger. The backup plan thing, I used to hear that all the time. And while I think we should be conscious of other opportunities and maybe have them on the side, if you have a backup plan, then it's like a decision to not try so hard, because there's always another option. Mm-hmm. And as you know, in dance, it's super important to actually put all your eggs in one basket and go for it. So I really hope she does really well. I mean, I think Tessa will, because she's outstanding. It'll be so interesting to touch base with her later on and just see what her thoughts are on her. What is it? Psychobiology.
Yeah.
I dare either.
Not at all.
But so she got a big resounding yes. I loved it when she did the flip into the splits. It's so hard. And if you're getting it in the wrong angle, it can be painful.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
So a big yes to the Academy for her. So
yes.
Amazing.
That's awesome. Real quick, we do have a shout out in our chat.
Yay.
We see you, Ken. Hello from Austin. That's so fun, because that's Texas, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Yay!
So woo-woo, thanks for joining us.
We need to go and have a hoedown. I know that's so probably not appropriate, but I've been to Texas once, and Billy Bob's, and like I said, in Fort Worth, and just down. Oh, it's so fun. Coming from New Zealand.
Line dancing, yes.
Line dancing.
It's incredible.
Yeah. With the boots and the cowboy hats.
Yes, ma'am.
So fun. Okay, next we moved on to Mr. JJ Dixon B. I think I've said that nice. Right, and jazz dancer. You tell me first. What were your thoughts on Mr. JJ?
I thought that JJ was very groovy. Like, that's what I got. I was like, yes. Like, I like his little flares. He was very rhythmic, which was nice. Mm. His confidence, suave. Mm-hmm. That's how I would describe his dancing. I was very surprised how he was able to move and pretty much elongate his body because he was a shorter guy, you know? And sometimes that can be a challenge to hit those lines. Mm. But I felt every movement through his arm and through his legs. I was like, he's really good.
It's amazing how short people can actually appear longer when they have the lines. And, you know, us short people, we can do that sometimes. he obviously was on the show last year, got through the academy and came out in the choreography round. Mm-hmm. He said, though, that since then he'd had a gig, obviously, a show, the Shaping Sound Tour. Mm-hmm. Awesome experience for him and come back so much stronger. Mm-hmm. Really, seriously, right? Yeah. I love him. I think I've got groove down here in Suave as well. He's just such a smooth mover and excellent pirouettes. He can just turn forever. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do. And again, I just love it when they're coming back for more, that never give up attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you want, do the work and it'll eventually happen.
And to be able to dance with Travis Wall like that, I mean, come on. He's by far one of my favorites from this entire franchise. So to be able to train with him, I'm like, okay, you're going to come back with some skills.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, any sort of experience in that arena, right? Like, amazing. Yeah. So yes to him for the Academy as well. Mm-hmm. Yay. and actually, just can you please, Jessica Darling, I think you're going to tell everyone about how they can find us on iTunes and YouTube.
Absolutely, yeah. So you guys are probably tuning in right now via our YouTube live stream, but you can also check us out on iTunes. So if you are driving, you can listen like it's a podcast. And if you do, please go ahead and comment and like and subscribe and stay tuned for our next episodes. But you can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on iTunes. But we just ask that you just always give a shout out, say where you're watching from, and tell us what you enjoyed most about the show.
If you told me to do that, I would do that. You just said it so nicely.
Thank you. Please do.
Yeah, please do. Awesome. Okay, and the third person, we'll duo up. Mm. We had a duo, best friends, BFFs. Nathan Hughes and Cortland, interesting name, very cool. Davis from the South. So interesting.
Yeah.
I can't say I agreed with the judges' decision to put them through. I think what they're doing for youth and performing in schools and inspiring them is amazing, and they absolutely should continue doing that. But I do not think that they were strong enough to go through, and I don't think we'll see them in there for very long. Yeah. But kudos to you guys for everything you're doing. You just need a little bit more training, I think. And I think the judges got a little swayed.
It was a tough one because I felt like they had the skills but not the proper choreography. So I feel like sometimes dancers can be strong, you know, executing someone else's moves, but they just didn't have it themselves. And it was kind of frustrating to me because when they walked on the scene, I was like, ooh, these are going to be like the last twins, you know? And I was like, ooh. And then it was like, no. And that one guy, Nathan, he was the strongest, and I thought that Nigel was going to say
so
him. And I was like, no, like, send them both through if you're going to send them. That was a tough one. Did you notice, though, Vanessa's face? Because she was the only one that descended from pushing them through, and I think that she kind of regretted it because she's such, like, a nice person.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I didn't want to be the only no, but yeah.
I think, thank goodness, though, she did because she made the right decision. And, she might have felt guilty afterwards, but that's not fair. She's thinking about, you know, what did I look like based on everybody else when it should have been her honest opinion. So that's true. But also when, like you're saying, it's a good point what you said about the choreography because, yes, I think they could be really, really awesome if they had a great choreographer.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like to me like a combination of martial arts and a basketball game. It was just lots of fighting moves. It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't land because they did it too much within the routine. Like the very first pow-pow, I was like, oh, okay, that was nice. But then in the middle, I just got lost in the routine. And then the moves were not being executed with strength or with power. They were kind of sloppy with it. So it wasn't There was no arc.
No
in
arc.
The routine.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no spike. No spice.
Yeah.
So, well, that going through, it'll be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's where we've got Tessa up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Cool. So, moving on, we had, now, pronunciation of this one, please forgive me, darling, but Hannah Lee Cabanilla from California. Lots of Kellys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did a contemporary dance, and I loved her backstory, firstly, about how she was super shy. She started dancing when she was 2. She never spoke to a dance teacher until she was about 10.
So weird.
That's interesting. So much so that in a competition, she wanted to go to the bathroom and she was too scared to tell the teacher. So she actually peed on stage. So good times, I'm sure.
I love in that story, though, she was like, I started peeing, but I kept dancing.
My leg is up around my head and I'm like,
because that could be so traumatic that could really stop someone in their tracks. So I love that she pushed through.
Exactly. That might have been the moment of manifestation of her out of her comfort zone and her shell, right?
Yeah.
She had to pull through. But it's so funny the things that actually do happen on stage when you're performing. I can think of times when, like, I'm doing a contemporary number and we've got these capes on and I'm leading the pack and I trip on the cape and I fall over and like dominoes everyone behind me. Oh my gosh, so funny. And then I'm sure everyone in the chat, if you have a funny story of things that have happened on stage, please let us know because it's so cool to share. But anyway, so she's got a lot of confidence now and great routine, polished. And the only thing is I'm not surprised. I was surprised they didn't mention it, but I felt that she actually rushed her movements and didn't finish her lines. She was quite opposite to Tessa. While she looked strong, I wasn't convinced because I didn't see her hold the movement right to the very end, A, for the connection, but B, to know whether or not it was because she was falling out of the moves or whether she was just in a hurry. So I'd love to see her slow things down in that way. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can see that. I kind of saw the routine as being animalistic. So those little quick, you know, spurts that you're referring to, I did feel as though it went with the routine and that she was kind of quirky. And I like that the routine kept me guessing because I didn't know what was going to come next. I couldn't predict it. And then, but I felt like she had a story to tell. So it really was engaging, but it was different. In that way, a little weird, but I liked it because I was like, she's so, I don't know. I think back to the bird routine, the robin, with Huck.
Yeah.
I think back to the mockingbird routine and I just saw her all up in that. I did. I was like, wow, like she's going to be really good if someone, Sonya, gets her hands on her. You know, I'm just really trying to think of how she could fit and I see it.
Yeah. Definitely an excellent performer for sure. And that's what's engaging.
Yeah.
And that's what wins us over ultimately, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So true. So she was another big yes from the judges. And I think Vanessa was very excited because of her heritage being Filipino.
Which I didn't even realize Vanessa's mother is a native to the Philippines.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
After she was so, you know, intense about it, I was like, let me look this up. And
That's
awesome.
It's so nice when you can bond with your kind, you know, when you're from wherever. I just, every time I find an Australian or a New Zealander here, I'm like, home. So funny. Even though I know these guys were born in the States, but cool. So anyone in the chat doing anything exciting?
Hummingbird, yes. Hummingbird. Ken knows what I'm talking about. The hummingbird routine. One of the best.
Thank you. We did see some last night we did see some quick snippets of a couple of people, those that were going through. We had a Sydney Moss, a Chelsea Hugh, Rebecca Troyak, a Dania Madison, and we had combinations of responses from I think Nigel said at one point, you know, there's good, there's very good, there's excellent, and there's wow. And Sydney got a wow, so I'm excited to see her in the flesh and with a full routine.
Yeah.
Some other amazing feedback for Chelsea was her stage presence. Another one got a spellbinding recommendation. So it's just cool. I always find it interesting in the audition stage. We see a lot of, you know, long clips of those who have really great backstories.
Right.
And then when we get to the actual academy and actually going to see them perform for real in the competition, we then get to see all these new dancers dancers were like, where did you come from?
Yeah. I know. That's the one thing that always is a challenge for me, yeah. just because it does place an advantage, you know, to those yeah. who we've been exposed to. So we feel connected to their story. So when it's time for us to vote, those people are going to be at the forefront. Yeah. And also, I feel like each season we see less and less auditions. Mm. You know,
absolutely.
They chose like a strong six to give us. It's like, no, where's the rest of it?
Yeah. You know? We're not getting any really bad ones at all. Well,
yeah. And I think they're taking that away. Yes. I know American Idol made that transition where they stopped showing the negative ones. One, because it could be embarrassing. Two, because people come on there to make a mockery of the show.
Yeah. And it's a fine line, too. Sometimes you can't tell which ones are and which ones aren't. But the biggest thing is the embarrassment for sure. I mean, these shows, everyone sees them. They can make or break your life. Like, seriously, it's amazing the power of television, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think that the less strong audition should be shown so we can appreciate the best dancers even more.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they absolutely sign a disclaimer saying, you know, that whatever happens out there can be shown. So they are signing their lives away if it's going to be bad anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no. Just glad it's not me for that part. Hilarious. Cool. Now, moving into the one that was the tearjerker for the night, honestly. Oh, my goodness. And we're talking about CJ Butler. He's 20 from Louisiana and a hip hopper. Mm-hmm. And if you missed it last night, which I'm sure many of you did not, but he had to witness, and I don't even feel comfortable saying this because it's amazing how vulnerable, but also how honest and raw television is allowing these young people to be, which is great to get it out, but it's also like, that's so heavy. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, CJ's mother was murdered by his stepfather in front of him and his little brother. Mm-hmm. And then you saw a photo of his mom. She looked like the most lovely person ever. I don't know how anyone deals with that. But he obviously, the biggest thing for me was in his performance, you could feel the pain and the hurt. And I'm going to cry saying this. He has not processed it and he has not gotten over it, as you wouldn't. But there's so much pain in him. And as an experience to watch that, wow, that moves you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, it was. And part of his pain comes from the fact that he blames himself for the murder because he was there and he thought that he should have been able to protect his mom. He didn't say how many years ago it was.
I think he said three.
It was 3 years ago.
So it would have been 17.
17, yeah, because I was about to say he's young. He's only 20.
Yeah.
So to have someone taken away in that way is terrible. To witness it is even worse. To blame yourself is devastating. And that's where that anger came from. When he began to dance, I was very hopeful. He was one that I was like, God, I hope you can dance because this, you know, the story has already pulled at us. And he was crumping and, you know, he did hip hop, but because it was out of his feelings of the anger, he wasn't able to control his movement. It wasn't a solid routine. It was a little splicey. And I was just wanting it to all mesh. And it just never got there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was just the same. Where you want him to be a superstar. You want him to win this competition and for it to transform his life. But unfortunately, exactly, he wasn't. He was so emotionally driven that, yeah, the moves were just all over the place. And as they said, he was all over the stage as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, parts of it were good, really good. But even just the choice of the music with the anger and the gunshots, it was like, oh my gosh, this is too much.
Yeah.
And obviously for him, dance is a huge outlet, as it is for so many people, which is such an amazing part of dance, isn't it? Like, it's a release, your body, the mind will follow, and it's an escapism from day-to-day life. It is a way to lose yourself in the music and the feelings and the emotions and express yourself through that. And it's healing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, unfortunately, he was a no. But like Vanessa, I'd want to give him a huge cuddle.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Like, what do you say after that?
Yeah.
There had to have been highs and lows, and it was just on high. It was like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Once he's able to process it, get some strong choreography in between the hard hits that you have to do when you crump. I mean, you have to throw it. So I love how he was hitting the moves, but it just had to be more isolated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, I respect the judges more for saying no in a situation right. like that. Mm-hmm. So thank you, judges. Appreciate yeah. it. Moving on.
yeah.
Something a little happier, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next person was Dustin Payne. And again, he made it to the Academy previously. It got cut in ballroom, as a hip hopper quite likely can happen. But this time, hopefully, he's done his work on that. He's from Columbia, from Columbus, Georgia. And he, excellent. I just thought, like, when he dropped, like, that move when he drops to his ankle and just his isolations, he was outstanding and, yeah. like, one of those people you can't take your eye off and you're just, like, completely absorbed into the movements. So his tutting, his glides, just everything were on point. And I think as long as he's done his ballroom training, then he hopefully will go a lot further this time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he mentioned about how it's super hard to manage a 9-to-5 job yeah. with an artist's life. Mm-hmm. And you and I both know that yeah. very well, right? Mm-hmm. You have to, and many of you out there will, you have to make a decision on what's more important, but you have to support yourself as well. But then supporting yourself can take away from your artistry and your rehearsals and practice. So mm-hmm. he's obviously doing a very good job with it because mm-hmm. he's looking fine.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Yeah, no, he did. He did a really great job. And I loved just the consistency in the movement. The routine was very entertaining and it has to be mesmerizing, especially when you're doing hip hop. There has to be tricks. There has to be layers. There has to be highs and lows to the routine. And I felt that he did do that. Mm-hmm. But it is, you know, another example of someone who came back and now it's just a matter of the Academy.
Yeah.
We just have to see. But I did want to ask you, isn't it interesting that they took out the choreography around this season?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Give them one chance to impress the judges.
Ooh, like this is different.
Yeah.
Just straight on to the Academy. So I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot more people in the Academy because of it.
I think, well, especially when they're letting people through that shouldn't be going through.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how many left after New York, for sure.
Yeah.
But so Dustin got a big yes, which is excellent. And the final act for the night, and probably one of my favorite for sure, was Nicole Clonch and coming back with season 2. Winner, Benji! It was so cool to see him again. And he has not, like, lost it in any way, shape, or form, has he? He's still so strong. Such a smooth mover. And how special for him to be able to come back and, like, just pass her on over at the end. It was really neat. I liked it. But the West Coast Swing, and she absolutely deserved to go through in her own right. She was being tossed around like a pretzel, literally. Yes. Some of those movements, you're like, please, please let him catch her in that. But she's great flexibility, I thought, as well. And the fact that they have won the US Open for the West Coast Swing 3 times,
yeah,
she kind of deserves to be there, doesn't she?
She does. She does deserve to be here. And I am excited to see what else she has in store.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the routine. Did I think it was the best? No.
Ah, okay, interesting.
I didn't. Only because there were some areas of it that was a little sloppy to me.
You thought?
Yeah. Just a few areas of it. The routine was very fast, and they were doing a lot of tricks. Mm-hmm. And on exiting some of the tricks, it got just a little bit. But, you know, when you're dealing with the best, you kind of have to critique them, you know, a little more hard. You can't give them. But, no, I'm really excited. I love Benji. I love that he still is dancing, that he still has the clout to be, you know, respected coming back. I remember when he came back with his younger sister, Lacey. And
it's just
I love her.
Them all over, isn't it?
It's been a minute, but I love he's still bringing them back into the fold. And I am excited to see what Nicole has to bring to the competition, because I do think that she's a really strong competitor.
Yes, and it sounds like she's had a background in all the disciplines as well, so she's going to be technically strong and throughout. So watch this space. I think absolutely. Okay, so that was all the 7 that we got to see on the show last night. So just moving on to what's happening next, news and gossip. Not really much going on with news and gossips wide, but if you want to check out an amazing audition video, jump online and check out JJ Dixon Burry's one. It's amazing. Just listen to me and go and have a look at that. It's really cool. Just Google it. And then next week we are off to NYC.
Yes.
the Big Apple for this next section of the auditions. And predictions for the future and for New York, Jessica, what do you think is going to happen, or what are we going to see in New York?
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
I love that. It cracks me out every time. Thank you.
Well, man, I know that we're going to see a lot of diversity, which I love when they always jump from LA to New York. The vibe is different. The swag is different. How they do street dancing is different. The risk taking is different. The grind is different. So I'm excited to see the type of talent that comes from next week. I'm really excited that Twitch is on the panel hosting with them or judging with them, because I think that he adds a layer of hip hop that we hadn't had on the panel in a while. You remember back when Lil C was a judge? He really was able to bring that relatable knowledge to the fold. I love that. I love that Twitch is more millennial, more young, so they have like a balance. So I enjoy that a lot. Prediction wise, I really hope that they do the Academy like they did last year.
Yes.
With bringing back our old, you know, people.
Yeah.
I love that. Definitely and are. Just giving it to them and say, take over and their energy. So I want everything like last year.
Don't change a thing, please. Don't change a thing. I'm super excited for New York as well, because as you mentioned, the grind is different. Mm-hmm. So out here in LA, everything is, I always say sunshine and lollipops, but I feel we're a little bit more chillaxed in work ethic, to be honest.
Yeah.
And when you go to New York, it is just such a more compact, hardcore grind. They seem to work so much harder. The technique coming from New York is always stronger with the ballet bases as well. So I'm excited to be wowed. That's my expectation for sure. What you're saying about Twitch, absolutely. And it's more relatable, and obviously all the contestants can go, you're there, I'm here, but you were here, so I could get there. And that's inspiring, isn't it?
And just for the first time, the hip hop dancers able to come out and say, hey, like, I looked up to you. Mm-hmm. Like, they're able to actually like see themselves and see someone in their genre, because they typically don't have a hip hop judge. Yeah. So that identification is...
Because Nigel certainly is not.
No, but he tries. I love at the end, Nigel's like, come on, everyone, when they're doing that dance. He's like, come on.
But I noticed.
I love Nigel.
I noticed in the back, like, Mary's laughing, cracking up, but you could see the audience behind and everyone's just going. that's not the thing. You should sit down, Nigel. Hilarious. That's so funny. What was I going to say? I totally lost my train of thought after that.
No, because I literally bust out laughing at least three good, like, hearty laughs from Nigel.
Yeah.
Every single episode, he cracks me up.
I love him. Yeah. Isn't he great? I mean, let's face it, he started this whole thing, and So You Think You Can Dance has literally paved the way for all these other dance shows that have now jumped on the bandwagon, and it all started from him. So thank you, Nigel, from the bottom of our hearts.
Nigel Lithgow, sir.
Nigel. Yes,
British says.
Right, awesome. So everyone, thank you so much for joining us this week. We've had a blast. Next week we're going to have hopefully a full panel of four. But until then, please jump online, check us out, rate us, and we will see you all same time, same place, 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. From next week onwards. So you can find me on all my social media. I am Kim Davey, and my social media is Kim Davey Live. And over here.
Yes, and I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams and on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW. And thank you guys so much for joining us in the chat. We see you, Michaela, Ken, and everyone else is going to join us. Leave your comments below and make sure you like our video, and we will see you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.